This is FUV Live Sessions, a podcast brought to you by WFUV in New York City. Each week, we talk to artists in our Bronx studio, and we listen to them play a live set. You'll get to hear the songs and learn about the artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to follow the show to stay up to date on all the latest episodes, and maybe even to find your next favorite artist or band. And if you like what you hear, make sure that you rate and review the show so that other music lovers can find it. This is FUV Live Sessions with Cassius Culpepper. I'm Megan Suma, and I'm here with host Sam Sumpter at WFUV. Sam, besides having an amazing name, Cassius Culpepper is also an amazing singer, songwriter, and musician. He's relatively new to the music industry scene. Talk to me about this session and having him at the studio.
And an amazing person.
Yeah, he was really lovely.
I was like, keep it rolling with the amazings. So this is so inspiring. Cassius Culpepper didn't even pick up a guitar until 2020. It was his pandemic project. So while all of us were out there doing our sourdough starter situation, he was learning guitar and he'd always listened to music and he's called it his best friend. It really was his companion growing up, but he finally started making it and just kind of found his voice, started writing music in 2023, and now he's playing festivals all over. He's played the Grand Ole Opry. He's had several songs out since last summer, and he's got, I believe, an album coming in the not-so-distant future.
Amazing. And obviously, here at FUV, we try to be as on top of up-and-coming artists as we can be. So everybody out there, please go follow Cassius, go listen to his music. But for right now, what song are we going to hear first in this session?
The first song we're going to hear is one called After Me. That might be my favorite that he played during this session. His voice, you'll find out.
To walk down a white church aisle wearing white, back and forth with tears over another man. Does he know that a snow-colored gown is a lie? Cause it's the same again and again. In the back of my city, by our glass out of it, we committed some deadly sins. Made a promise to me from her God, and she left. Now she's swearing the same vows as me. Yes, I'm the old love, and he's a new. Approach is borrowed, yes, I'm the blue. I just can't seem to, so how could she be happy ever after me? Oh, good Lord. To a laugh when I'm sad as that can be. I can't see smile when my heart is all shattered. I wanna stand up at the altar and scream. Yes, I'm the old love and he's a new. Approach is borrowed. Yes, I'm the blue. I just can't seem to. So how can she be happy ever?
Happy ever after me, I can see me, happy ever.
That was After Me from Cassius Culpepper on 90.7 WFUV. I'm Sam Sumter, so excited to have Cassius here in New York City in our studio performing some songs and talking about your amazing music. So that was your newest track, but to start the interview, I kind of want to go back to the very beginning. Mm-hmm. I've heard you say that growing up, music was your best friend.
Right.
So what role did that play for you as a kid? What were you listening to, and how was that a friend to you throughout your childhood?
So I grew up in like Central Bama with, you know, like two sisters and a mom, a lot of females in the house. And also I was kind of just like by myself a lot of times. And I took that time to just listen to music. I found music pretty early on. I loved the old records, the old Stax records, like Otis Redding and Al Green, and I found blues like Robert Johnson, like Hank Sr. Yeah, I was just such a distant kid. And that was the only thing that I didn't really have to talk to nobody. I could just listen. And I didn't have to like respond to nobody. I could just listen to the music. And it made me feel so happy inside every time I heard it. And I didn't really need anybody else for music. It was just all me. So I think that's what I love the most about music. It's I didn't have to respond to it. I didn't have to, you know, it just made me feel good.
Yeah, the pressure's off. You can just kind of sit and be with it, be with yourself,
right,
without the pressure of, having to converse or...
Mm-hmm. No judgment.
Yeah, it's the best space. This is a no judgment space as well. Even though I'm here, just pretend you're alone. Well, what I think really is truly remarkable about your story is the fact that you came to making music late in life. You picked up a guitar for the first time during the pandemic.
Right.
What inspired you to finally give it a shot? And then long after we all abandoned our sourdough starters to keep going with it.
Yeah, so I love music, I mean, since the beginning. And I'm not sure why I didn't pick up a guitar growing up. I don't know, I just thought I was always going to be an observer of music. Never think I was going to make it. But when I was overseas, I was in Rota, Spain, and the pandemic happened, and I didn't have nothing to do. We couldn't work. So my buddy found the guitar. And literally, I was just like, well, this is one thing I always want to do in life. Let me see if I can do it before the world ends. Let me hope I can strum a couple songs before it ends. And time just kept going on, and I just kept going. I was like, damn, we still alive. You know? I guess I'll just keep going. I guess I keep learning songs, and a year ended them to another year. And then I went to open mics, and I started doing cover band shows and started putting stuff on socials. And then I ended up in Nashville, and it seemed like it went by like a blur, but I remember every point in time where I was like, oh, man, that's cool.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And I think I love that. Sometimes the deadline of the end of the world is a pretty powerful motivator.
It really is. I believe it is.
The apocalypse is a great incentive. You've been listening to music growing up, and then you finally started making it. When you started playing, did it feel natural? Did you feel like you were coming home to what you've always been meant to be doing?
It did feel right at home. It didn't take me long to learn like a couple chords, maybe a month, month and a half. It didn't really take me long to learn.
Did emotionally it feel like, yes, this is what I'm supposed to be doing?
When I finally learned the chords and I was able to sing while playing, I think that was a point where everything just combined, like my brain and physical combined together. It's kind of weird because like listening to music, it's kind of different than playing. It feels like it's like a totally different feeling. It's like three times the amount of dopamine, I feel like. It's amazing. And I think from there, I was just like, this is what I want to do. Not thinking it like in a career sense, but thinking like, I just want to play music for the rest of my life. I didn't think I was going to make a career out of it. I was just doing stuff that made me feel good, you know.
And here we are.
Here we are.
Several songs out later, playing at the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
What's been the biggest pinch me moment since you started playing?
The Opry is up there for sure. But it's just like being able to go on the road with guys that I truly admire. And that's been pinch me moments. Like going out with Charles when I had been listening to his, you know, his music for a minute, and Need to Breathe, and then Charlie Crockett. I've been listening to Charlie while I was learning to play guitar. And then Leon Bridges is later in the year. So it's like those are like pinch me moments for me because like I've only been doing it for maybe like a year and a half.
Yeah.
But I've been listening to music for way longer than that. So like sometimes it makes me feel like I'm still just a listener. Yeah. But I happen to be playing music and be going on the road with like some of my favorite artists. So like those moments are like my pinch me moments. And I'm just like, man, that's crazy. That's happening.
And what's so cool now is that people listening to you, you know,
I know.
The tables have turned.
It's so
there's kids dreaming on going on the road with you.
Man, ain't that insane? It's cool though, man. It's a blessing though.
It's beautiful. Well, we're going to play another song from you. You're going to play one for us. No, I feel like country. It's kind of the original emo. A lot of sad songs going on.
Very sad.
This one sounds particularly sad. We're going to play Pour Me Out, I believe. Mm-hmm. Will you do an intro for that for us?
Yeah. Pour Me Out is would it be a ballad? I'm not sure. But I kind of combine all of my influences from Ray Charles and Willie Nelson and old soul records. And we wrote that to make it feel like that. So I hope y'all enjoy it. Here's Pour Me Out.
Well, Sunday morning, I'm going again from another night of acting like we're just friends. Keep it 150. You got me running on empty, drowning in you. My heart ain't 100 proof. Well, tell me the cold hard truth now, babe. 'Cause I know I'm not the only drinking time. This can't be another round. You don't want to drink me, baby. Don't sit me, baby. Just pour me out. Just pour me out. 'Cause I can't take another wasted night. We're buzzing on and off underneath this neon light. I'ma keep it 150. You got me running on empty. You're drowning in. My heart ain't honey proof. I'm shooting my shot, I can't take it no more, no, baby. 'Cause I know I'm not the only drinking time. I just can't be another round. If you don't wanna drink me, baby, don't sit me, baby. Just pour me out. Just pour me misery, 'cause I know I'm not the only drink in town. I just can't beat another round. You don't wanna treat me, baby. Don't send me, but just pour me out. Don't wanna treat me, baby. But don't send me.
That was Pour Me Out from Cassius Culpepper on 90.7 WFUV. I'm crying over here. It's really hitting those spots.
Yeah.
So I'd love to know about your songwriting process or where you find inspiration. Mm-hmm. Because starting to play later in life, do you find like all of a sudden you're like, I need to go back and process all these experiences I've had for years that I never translated into songs? Or is it more the things that are happening now and that you're encountering, you know, today and in your day-to-day life that are making their way into your music?
My early songwriting that I've been doing is directly like straight up stuff I've seen or experienced. I mean, yeah, I started writing when I was like 26. So I have like a backlog of a lot of heavy stuff that's in my brain that I have not been able to put out lyrically. So a lot of my early stuff has been straight up my life or what I've seen. And I have a couple songs that's like recently where, like my song Jenny, I mean, I wrote that song coming off stage with Zach Bryan doing a revival back in Columbus, what, last June. So I'm still doing current event stuff, and sometimes I get inspiration for movies because I love movies so much.
What's a movie that's really inspired you?
Fight Club.
Hey, we can't talk about it.
We can't talk about it. I was about to say that. We can't talk about it.
There you go. Well, you've been playing a lot of festivals. You've already mentioned several, and you've got some coming up. So I'm from Texas. You're from Alabama. You're living in Nashville now. Like, when I think of country music, I do really think of the South. Right. But you've got festivals coming up, country music festivals in Montreal and in London. What do you think it is about this genre that makes it just find a home everywhere?
Right. With country, that's what I love about it, is the lyrics are just so nostalgic feeling. That's what I love about country. Like, everything is just like from a human experience. And yeah, and the nostalgic feeling of it all, it just feels so good. Plus, some people just like maybe like sad country songs. I don't know. Some people like to just get rowdy with it. And country has all those aspects to it. It could be rowdy, it could be sad, it could be uplifting. And I think that's what people like about it.
Is it a cathartic experience for you playing these songs as well?
It's definitely been a good time for sure. I'm really glad that I'm in the space that I'm in, and I'm blessed that so many people accept the music and enjoy it.
Well, I think the beautiful part about art, and I feel like every artist I speak to, I'm like, it's finding songs that relate to you and to your own experience,
right,
or that, you know, are very individually based, but, you know, you see the human elements of those.
Right.
It's really the special thing about music.
It really is, especially when you like writing something. I'm thinking of myself and if I like it, and then you put it out and everybody else likes it. I'm like, oh, that's really cool. Because, you know, you're recording and writing it as if like, okay, what makes me feel good, you know? And then when everybody else likes the art, it's pretty cool that they say, well, we like it too. I'm like, oh, that's really cool. That's dope.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to seeing what else is coming out.
Yeah.
Music that you love that you're making and that we get to enjoy as well. I could talk to you for forever, but sadly, we've got to wrap it up.
Yeah.
You're a busy man. You got places to go.
Yeah.
But we are going to end with your last song, Talk With Me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to send us off with this one?
Yes, this is a song that's very special to me. Again, I kind of base it off of like old records, old Stax records, and I hope you love it. So this is Talk With Me.
It's Talk With Me from Cassius Culpepper on 90.7 WFUV.
What'd you say, girl, if I said please? Just put down those keys, sit and talk with me. I know lately I ain't been all there, but now I see, sit and talk with me. What a lonely road that I let us down. I can only hope it ain't too late to turn around. Cause I didn't know I loved you, girl, until tonight. So before you go away and say goodbye, sit and talk with me. I know it must have made you crazy, girl. Always standing on the outside and looking in to my world. Well, I sat inside with the curtains down. Man, I swear to you, girl, this heart of mine is all wide open now. Cause I didn't know I loved you, girl, until tonight. So before you go away and say goodbye, sit and talk with me. Give me everything. everything that you've been missing. 'Cause I didn't know I loved you, girl, until tonight. So before you go and say goodbye, sit and talk with me, Lord. 'Cause I didn't know I loved you, girl, until tonight. So before you go and say goodbye, sit and talk with me. Sit and talk with me.
That was Cassius Culpepper performing and in conversation at WFUV in New York City. A big thank you to Cassius and his band for joining us in our studio and to Big Loud Records. Thanks to our WFUV audio team, including Jim O'Hara, Nadia Garriga, Thomas Lapis, and Sophia Levetsky. Our FUV live studio sessions are engineered by Jim O'Hara. Our associate producers for this episode were Bayan Menjuri and Ina Volovich. Megan Suma is our executive producer. Our theme music was composed by John Crick. Be sure to follow FUV Live Sessions wherever you get your podcasts so you can listen to new episodes and find your next favorite artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday. You can also catch audio and video of FUV Live Sessions on WFUV.org. FUV Live Sessions is a production of WFUV in New York City. I'm your host, Sam Sumter.